Mind you guys, our video coverage brought to you by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teal's at 785-528-3912. Behind the camera tonight for this contest, Kendall Douglas.
Got the thumbs up from him. He can hear us.
8 minutes on the scoreboard, and it's going to be Hink versus Massey for the opening tip. Massey wins it into the hands of Ryan Bones. Letting in their home white uniforms, Tigers across the chest, black numbers. Bones will fire up a jumper. Actually, that was Jalen Massey, a long 15-foot floater. Falls through. The Tigers strike first, and they'll apply backcourt pressure against A.J. Rubio. Now in the Porter Dieters. Now over to Kyle Brogan. Now back to Rubio. Big presence for the Linden Tigers with their student section on the right baseline. Tanner Thomas trying to go the opposite side, and it's knocked out of bounds.
Thomas doing the right thing there. Mission Valley trying to spread that ball around, get some openings, which is easier said than done down low when you got Massey's frame in the play. But Linden doing an even better job of kind of disrupting that flow.
Dieters into the backcourt to A.J. Rubio. Picked up in a man-to-man defense against Ryan Bones. Rubio in the half court in their maroon uniforms. Vikings across the chest. Hank over to Thomas, left side. 60 seconds gone by here from Wide Auditorium. Lob inside, poked out of bounds by Jalen Massey. I'm going to say it hit the baseline before Corbett Hink tried saving it out of bounds. So the Vikings will maintain possession.
Right there, though, is kind of a big thing. You can't be so concerned with saving the ball that you don't realize you didn't touch it last.
Jumper on the right side by Dieters is missed. Rebound to Jaden Massey. Now in the hands of Jalen Massey. Massey in the front court. One-hand pass left side. Ryan Bones, left wing three from the left hand is short. Rebound to Tanner Thomas. Thomas going the opposite way with his mustache and a white headband. Dribbles it off his leg out of bounds. That taken. You are absolutely right. That is an excellent mustache.
Thank you.
The high school ranks.
Yeah, can't argue with it. He put some work into it. He just caught me off guard with that one, sorry.
Ryan Bones left side to Evan Fearborn. Up top, Jaden Massey now back to Bones. Lob inside underneath to Fearborn. Off the window and good, and he is fouled. And he'll step to the line looking for one more.
Yeah, great job generating contact down low. That's what you got to do to get the extra point opportunities. We talked about it before. Sometimes that foul line is the deciding factor in these ball games, and if Linden can continue to generate the contact and knock down the shots, they're going to go a pretty long drive here. Mission Valley is going to have to start playing a little bit more, don't want to say intelligent, but little less aggressive on the defensive end.
Fearborn leaves a little bit too long on the foul shot. Rebound to Mission Valley. Porter Dieters with it on the right wing. Heavily guarded by Jalen Massey. Goes behind his back up top to Hink. Now to Rubio. Rubio looking to drive with the right. Underneath. Skips it to the corner to Thomas. Left side, Dieters. Up top, Rubio. Rubio to the elbow. Kicks it out to the right side to Kyle Brogan, who bricks it off the left side. No good. Mission Valley does shoot 32% from three, but missing on that one. Biggs now over to Evan Fearborn. Three in the corner. It's short. Rebound to Brogan.
Nearly failed to drive rim.
Tanner Thomas now with it in the front court. Hands it off to A.J. Rubio. 5.5 to play here in the opening quarter. Linden on top, 4-0. Hink has it now over to Rubio. Now to Porter Dieters. Dieters on the left wing, guarded in the man-to-man defense. They'll skip it right side. Tanner Thomas fires up a three. Whoa. It's good. Tanner Thomas with the Van Gundy Farms three. Your Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer. Biggs, right side, Jalen Massey. Up top, Fearborn on the elbow. Pump fakes, kicks it out to Jaden Massey. Thought about a long two. The bounce pass over the post to Biggs. He'll post up, fadeaway jumper, off the mark, no good. Rebound to Kyle Brogan. And the Vikings will go the other way looking for their first lead of the ball game.
Good job to keep in their face. And, again, not risk any fouls, but really disrupt that momentum down low.
Dieters driving baseline, lobs it up over the post of Massey, and it falls through. Mission Valley on top of Massey. Jaden Massey on the opposite end. gives Linden back the lead, 6-5, 4:35 to play in the first.
Great job by the big man to get back in transition, beating everyone down the floor and leaving that back door wide open.
Rubio in the half court, going up top. Corbin Hink back to Rubio now, into the hands of Dieters. Dieters dribbling with his right, going between his legs before picking up his dribble, before finding Corbin Hink, now hands it off to Rubio in the corner to Tanner Thomas. Gets it poked out of bounds by Ryan Bones. Substitutions here. Daxton Miller, the 6'1" junior, into the ball game for Linden. Also, Will Bassett in there for Tanner Thomas. Dieters the inbound in the far corner, near corner, excuse me. We'll have to go up top. Jaden Massey coming into the scorer's table.
That's
scary. Thought it was going to break away there.
That one made me flinch. The ball coming at my face earlier didn't, but Massey coming anywhere near us made me flinch.
Rubio puts a falling away floater that's well short. Rebound to Jaden Massey. Ryan Bones now with it. Bones in the half court, dribbling with his left, picks up his dribble on the left wing. Up top, Jalen Massey crossing over. Brogan, fadeaway jumper at the elbow is good.
I will say Mission Valley's doing a good job of speeding up Linden when they get back in transition to the offensive set, but they're just not doing enough to close down those shot opportunities. On the other side, Linden doing pretty good forcing those up-close shots and letting Jaden Massey really do the work down low.
Kyle Brogan nearly gets it stolen away by Jackson Biggs, but Brogan recovers, and he has an easy block shot that falls through.
Porter Dieters trying to jump in there and knock the ball away on the inbounds, nearly draws a foul.
Lob inside to Massey. Is fouled from behind by Hink, and Massey will step to the line for two shots.
That shot block attempt had some heat behind it.
Foul was called on Hink. That's his first, team second. Foul shot no good by Massey. Into the ballgame for the first time for Mission Valley, Nick Price, the 6'1" junior.
0-for-2 from the line thus far is Linden.
Price on the season averaging just shy of 2 points a contest. Massey at the line for the second foul shot, and it's no good once again. Empty trip there for the Tigers. Rebound to Mission Valley. Porter Dieters crosses the timeline with 3:05 to play. Linden on top, 8-7.
Mission Valley out-rebounding the Tigers, 5-3.
Price picks up a dribble on the right wing before finding Will Bassett in the corner. Now back to Price, left side, Rubio. Rubio looking to drive, dribbling with his left on the left block, finding Hink on the opposite block, and he gets it off the window to fall through. Mission Valley back on top, 9-8.
Not a lot of room to operate, but still maximizing the effort.
Massey now in the half court. That's Jalen. Looking to drive on Price, crossing him over, getting an open look, doesn't use it, kicks it out the Bones, now right side to Daxton Miller. Bounce pass to the post to Massey's triple team, fades away and does not get it to fall through. Rebound to Nick Price, now in the hands of Rubio. Rubio stricking down the other way, he's at the foul line now, elbow, kicked in the corner, three by Porter Dieters, off the mark to the right side, rebound to Bassett, underneath the Hink, and he'll be fouled. He'll go to the line looking for two foul shots. Foul's going to go against Ryan Bones. That's his first, team's first.
It'll also go down as the first offensive rebound for either team in this ball game. Mission Valley running away with the rebound game thus far, 7-3 now.
Hank got the line for two. Gets it to fall through. Collectively as a team, the Vikings shoot 57% from the foul line.
Thus far, Linden is empty from the charity stripe, 0-for-3.
Hink as an individual, 42% from the line.
Wow.
But he is perfect this trip. Lead is 11-8. 3-point advantage for Mission Valley with 2:11 to play here in the opening quarter. Winner to face Osage City tomorrow night. Loser to face Chase County in the consolation third place game. Jalen Massey right side to Jackson Biggs. Biggs looking to drive. Hands it off to Daxton Miller. He's at the foul line. Picks up his dribble. Back to Biggs. Biggs will back down, throw up a jumper that falls through. Jackson has his first points of the ball game. The Ottawa Brave commit.
We've seen a lot of individuals sometimes pass that one out or try to kick it back out to reset the offense. Great job by Biggs to stay with it. Not necessarily force that shot up, but still find something to work with. Yep.
Going to have a travel on the opposite end. That was Mick Quinn, the 5'7 senior who snuck in on us.
Well, give both teams some credit. That's just the first turnover in this ball game on either side.
Linden with possession in the front court. Jalen Massey now with it. Looking to drive up and under off the glass. Too strong. Rebound on the opposite end. With the putback no good by Kaysten Wirth.
The Linden cheering section taking a little cue from the Osage City cheering section, allowing everybody to know that is against the rules.
Worth at the line for two. He sinks the first one. Ties our ball game at 11 with 1:17 to play. Into the ball game for the first time, Trey McKinley, the 6-foot senior. Heiston not afraid to use a lot of players off his bench. Worth at the line for another, looking to give the Tigers the lead once again. In the air, short. Rebound, bounces around and won by Tanner Thomas. 11 all, 1:11 to play here in the first. Rubio at the point, guarded in a man-to-man defense at half court by Jalen Massey. Rubio gets a step on him, trying to find the corner to Tanner Thomas. He fires up a three. Ooh. This time it rims out. Rebound to Jackson Biggs. 55 seconds to go in the quarter. Up the court we go to Daxton Miller. Lob inside to Worth off the glass. Too short. Rebound on the floor and won by Rubio. Vikings going the other way. Right side, McQuinn. McQuinn, jumper, no good. Rebound to Massey. Tigers looking to push. Massey looking to go coast to coast. Ooh. But he'll be fouled from behind on the drive. To the fourth team foul against Mission Valley. Ryan Bones back to the scorer's table.
That foul could have, or that call could have gone one of two ways. You see the contact generated by Rubio, but you easily could have called a travel on that one as well.
Bones to inbound with 34.3 seconds left on our first quarter clock. Bounce pass in to Evan Fearborn. He gets his shot rejected. Ooh, wow. And a late whistle. Looks like they'll tag Kyle Brogan. Actually, call it to Tanner Thomas on the shot.
I don't agree with that one. I heard all ball, no wrist on that. That's a late whistle, and I'm not sure that's the right call.
That's going to be the second one against Tanner Thomas. Coach Heiston shaking his head, wanting an explanation from the official. Two foul shots now for Fearborn. He leaves it short on the front first one.
One of six from the line thus far is Linden. Not the way you want to start things off from the charity stripe.
Second one now for Fearborn. Good. Tigers back on top, 12-11. Closing moments here in the opening quarter. 25 seconds to go. Rubio over the right side to Mick Quinn. Quinn on the wing, finding Brogan. Now left side, Rubio. 15 seconds to go. Looking to drive, nothing there. Out of the foul line, elbow, kick to the corner to Thomas. Now left side to McKinley. McKinley now right side to Thomas. 5 seconds now. Rubio. Rubio looking to drive at the elbow. Throws up a running floater. And we're going to call a foul on that shot.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my goodness. Bailing Rubio out. That was not a good look. But picking up the foul will be Evan Fearborn. That's his first.
Hey, it doesn't have to be a pretty shot if it sends you to the line. Still doing the job.
The band thinks it's the end of the quarter. So Rubio's shooting. They're not going to count that one.
They just got the director's attention on that one. Hey, they're excited. They're here to play music.
So Rubio at the line by himself. Two foul shots. I did not count the first one.
Ooh.
Misses the first one. He'll step to line for one more. Looking to tie things up.
Got
and he
it.
Does. 12-12. We find ourselves after 8 minutes of play. The Mission Valley Vikings and Linden Tigers are all knotted up. Continued coverage of the Flint Hills League shootout right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hills shootout is brought to you in part by the Chase County Recreation Commission. Proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! by Murphy Agri LLC, serving the agricultural community in Strong City and Lebo. See Murphy Agri for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs. And by Harshman Construction, they have several rock quarries in the area to supply your rock and sand needs and are also available to haul it for you. Call Harshman Construction at 620-274-4377.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout being brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. And Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, full color banners and printing. T-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Welcome you back to White Auditorium. Mission Valley with possession. Porter Dieters with it on the left wing. Heavily pressured by Jalen Massey. Dieters creates a step, finds Hink. Now going on the right side, who subbed in is Hunter Tinbrink. Tinbrink going to the other side to Tanner Thomas. Now back to Hink. Backing down Jaden Massey. He'll fall to the floor and be fouled. We'll get two foul shots.
Well, and right there, Mission Valley's doing the right thing. They're driving inside. They know that Massey is going to be there to try and stop their momentum. So they're letting him really force the contact and sending themselves to the line. It's smart strategy.
Foul shot no good by Hink. Back in the ball game, Daxton Miller. So five on the floor for the Tigers. It's Miller, Massey, Biggs, Fearborn. Hink's second one. Good.
4 of 6 from the line tonight for Mission Valley thus far.
Jalen Massey up top to Biggs, left side Fearborn. Fearborn looking to drive. We'll go right side now to Jalen Massey. Massey in the corner to Miller. Look inside, nothing there. Would look to drive. He'll throw up a floater that falls through. Daxton Miller's first points of the contest. The Linden Tigers on top, 14-13. Tanner Thomas has it on the opposite end. He's at the elbow, going to the corner to Tinbrink, who will go into the band.
Who were not even looking.
Last touch by Linden, though.
Got to keep your head on a swivel over there in the band section.
Porter Dieters to inbound underneath the bucket. We'll go up top to Hink, who handed off to Tinbrink. Now right side Dieters. Lob inside, nearly stolen away by Biggs. Right back in the hands of Dieters, who looked like it was a give and go off the deflection of Biggs. And he'll be tagged on the arm on the shooting foul by Jaden Massey.
Once again, right there, Mission Valley doing a great job driving inside and letting Biggs really initiate the contact. Massey really initiate the contact. You can get the big man out. That's a huge bonus for you. Though just his first foul, you know. There's going to be more contact to come down low as this game stretches on.
Dieters knocks down the first one, fires up the second one. Rims out, no good. Rebound to Biggs. 14 all, 6:50 to play in the half. Jalen Massey in the front court, now to Biggs. Right side, Fearborn. Who looks to skip, nothing there. Now left side, Massey. Jalen Massey looks inside, will decide to drive, fire up a jumper at the block. It's no good. Offensive board collected by Caden Massey, and the putback is good. Massey has 4. Linden back on top. Dieters gets it knocked out of bounds by Jalen Massey. Dieters to inbound. He'll go to the backcourt to Tinbrink. Tinbrink looking to drive with his right. Hands it off to Brogan. Brogan, spin move at the wing. Back to Tinbrink. Thought about a three. Will look to drive baseline. Bounce pass into Brogan on the right block. Fadeaway jumper over the outstretched arms of Jackson Biggs. Is no good, but gets his own rebound. His putback is no good, but he is fouled on the shooting attempt by Jackson Biggs.
I was going to say, man, he came down right on top of him, and there's no whistle on that one. That was a heavy shot block attempt by Biggs.
First one by Brogan, good.
Thus far, Mission Valley has not had a successful trip to the line since early in the first quarter. They've gone 1 of 2 from each opportunity.
Second one now by Brogan. He's got 3 points in the contest. Leading scorer for the Vikings. No good on that one. Rebound is loose and won by Fearborn. Michael Massa did not like the box-out attempt by his bigs down low. Massey in the front court now. Jalen finding right side to Daxton Miller. Miller lob inside to Jackson Biggs. He'll be fouled from behind by Kyle Brogan. Made a 6-team foul for Mission Valley. Brogan's first. Viking faithful behind us. Not a fan of that call.
Nope.
Inbound to Daxton Miller, who fires up a three in the corner. It's no good. Rebound gets knocked out of bounds by Mission Valley. It'll stay here with the Tigers.
Neither team shooting particularly well from beyond the arc right now. Linden just 0-for-3. Mission Valley 1-of-4.
Jalen Massey gets it into Caden Massey. Back to Massey now. Jalen finding Evan Fearborn. Left wing to Jackson Biggs. Now right side to Jalen. Lob inside to Caden. His shot no good. Rebound won by Kyle Brogan. Mission Valley looking to go back on top this possession. Porter Dieter's up top. Kyle Brogan left on a attended on the three, ooh, but leaves it short. Rebound to Evan Fearborn. Fearborn streaking down the other way. Fearborn bounce pass underneath the Daxton Miller. Bodies on the floor, but Miller gets it to fall through. Miller with four now, and the lead out to three for Linden. Porter Dieter's crosses the timeline with 5 minutes to play here in the half. Get a ball screen from Corbett Hink. Picks up his dribble before finding A.J. Rubio. Rubio going right side to Tinbrink. Now up top, Hank. Hank defended by Caden Massey. Now lob inside to Dieters. Now back to Rubio. Rubio with the give and go. Leaves his feet and he'll be called for the charge. Excellent job there by Jalen Massey to stand in there and take it. That'll be the seventh team foul for Mission Valley. First against A.J. Rubio. Oh, excuse me, second. Foul against A.J. Rubio.
That'll be just the second turnover of the ball game. Either way, both of those against Mission Valley.
Daxton Miller with it. The lead of three for Linden, 18-15. Looking to double it is Jalen Massey, and he does with a Van Gundy form three. Your Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer.
First made three of the ball game for Linden. Mission Valley 1-of-5, Linden 1-of-4.
Linden out to their largest lead of the night. Porter Dieters
great job
finds Kyle Brogan, who got unaccounted for underneath, and he had a wide-open look. Jackson Biggs on the opposite end, leaves it short, rebound to Corbin Hink, and Mission Valley looking to push. But it'll slow down, and he'll get poked from behind as Porter Dieters at midcourt. Evan Fearborn just hustling back on defense, didn't see him stop. That'll be the second against Evan. Team sixth, Will Bassett back into the contest. He'll sub out Tinbrink.
I like the idea there by Linden, trying to poke it free. You're not expecting it to come from behind there as you're making your way up the court, but I really like the wherewithal there of Porter Dieters as he actually puts the hand down to stop his momentum so he doesn't get called for the travel, because the official seemed like he was waiting to see what would happen there before making the call.
Porter Dieters with it in the corner. Left corner three by Will Bassett's going to be waved off as his foot was out of bounds. Third turnover now going back to Linden. Back-to-back possession turnovers. Kaysten Worth back in there for Linden. Caden Massey to sit. Evan Fearborn now with it in the front court. Hands it off to Jalen Massey. We've got a ball screen from Worth. Worth picking and rolling, nothing there. Down the corner to Jackson Biggs. His three, good. Jackson Biggs with a Van Gundy farm three. Biggs had a huge two nights for Linden last year's tournament for that 2022 championship. It is stolen away by Biggs underneath to Evan Fearborn. And Linden now out to a 9-point lead, 26-17. It's a 9-0 run. Porter Dieters, Will Bassett trying to stop the run. And it's rejected by Jackson Biggs, but it goes out of bounds, so it'll stay with Mission Valley. 3 minutes left to go in this second quarter. Bounce pass into Hink in the corner on the inbound. Up top, Rubio. Now Dieters down the corner to Bassett. He'll fire up a three. Left-handed shot is short. Offensive board, though, to Brogan. His putback rejected by Biggs. It's on the floor and recovered by Jalen Massey. 26-17. Linden looking to make it double figures with their lead. Daxton Miller in the corner looking to drive at the elbow. Puts it on the floor. Stolen away by A.J. Rubio looking to get a breakaway. Rubio nearly gets it blocked off the glass by Biggs, but Rubio gets it to fall.
Ooh.
Stops the run there by Linden, and Rubio will pick up a foul in the backcourt. That'll be his team's eighth foul and Rubio's third. That's a costly foul here in the closing moments of the half.
And that's just being a little undisciplined there. Rubio just needs to get back on defense and be ready to stop that offensive possession here for Linden. Instead, he sends him to the line. It's just a little bit, I think, of a frustration foul. He knows that they've been going down and kind of capitalizing on the opportunities. Didn't want to give it to him, but now an easier path to the basket.
Jalen Massey on the front end misses it. Rebound to Will Bassett. Rubio will be subbed out by Tenbrink. Porter Dieters with it. Picks up his dribble out the power E, going right side to Tenbrink. Tenbrink on the wing trying to create some space against Daxton Miller. Miller staying right with him, though. Looking to drive baseline now, picking up his dribble in the corner before finding Hink. Back to Tenbrink. Now in the corner to Brogan. Brogan baseline jumper. No good. Rebound to Evan Fearborn. 26-19, Linden with possession and the lead. 2 minutes to play in the half. Up top, Jalen Massey, left unattended, but will decide to drive into the block and will be fouled on the jumper by Corbett Hink. Team's ninth on that foul. Two foul shots for Jalen Massey. No good. Nick Price back to the ballgame, as well as Jackson Biggs. Kaysten Worth to sit. Kyle Brogan for Mission Valley. Linden struggling at the line thus far. Second one by Massey falls through. Massey with a team high, 8 points. Nick Price left wing. Will Bassett in the left wing three is no good. Rebound to Jackson Biggs. Biggs looking to go coast to coast. Comes to a jump stop before finding Evan Fearborn. Fires up a floater that rims out. Rebound tipped out in the corner. Won by Daxton Miller. Miller driving baseline now. Goes right side to Biggs. Now left side Fearborn. He'll drive and they're going to call him with a charge. That's his third. Fearborn threw it up on the bucket and that referee kind of looked at him. Got to be careful right there. We have a full timeout taken by head coach Jordan Heiston of Mission Valley. We'll take a quick 30 break with him. But you're listening to Flint Hills Shootout Tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout is brought to you by Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teals at 785-528-3912. And by First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City. Bank locally. Get rewarded. Earn high interest for banking basics and cash back on purchases with Kasasa and Kasasa Cashback. Member FDIC.
Timeouts brought to you all week long by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. 99-cent iced coffee from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. through February 5th. Pair it with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack. McDonald's, West 6th Avenue. 8-point lead for the Linden Tigers, 27-19. But the Vikings with possession. We'll see what Heiston dials up here in the timeout. Five on the floor for Mission Valley. It's Price, Dieters, Tenbrink, Hink, and Bassett. Five on the floor for Linden. It's Biggs, Miller, Massey, Marcotte, and Caden Massey. Underneath, unattended for is Porter Dieters.
Now back on defense. You got to be smart here. Just try and force a turnover or a missed shot. Go up for the board.
Driving with his right is Miller. Up top, Biggs. He'll fire a contested three. It's no good. Rebound to Tenbrink. Mission Valley looking to push. Tenbrink. Pressure from behind by Marcotte. No look pass in the backside over there. But Bassett leaves it short. And Price will be out of bounds when he's trying to collect the offensive rebound. Tanner Thomas to the scores table. He'll go back in there. 27-21. Mission Valley kind of climbing back into this one here in the closing moments of the half. Jackson keys things in to Jalen Massey. Massey dribbling with his left, hands it off to Daxton Miller. We'll get a ball screen from Caden Massey. Massey rolling back to the hoop. Nothing there. Back to Jalen. 30 seconds to go now. Massey will get a ball screen this time from Jackson Biggs. Out the elbow. Kicks it out. Marcotte, right corner three. Good. Braden Marcotte with a Van Gundy Farms 3, your Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer. And it's 30-21.
Got to take away that open look on the perimeter.
Porter Dieters now on the right block. Up top, Tenbrink. Now on the left side to Price. 5 seconds to go. Now back to Tenbrink. 3 seconds on the clock. Back to Price. Price fires up a left wing three. That will be short. And that will conclude our first half. And a score identical to our first game. 30-21. Linden on top of Mission Valley. We'll take a quick break. Have some stats and analysis of what we saw in the first half. But you're listening to Flint Hills Shootout coverage on Country 101.7 FM.